Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. We've learned that with regards to the Kli Cheres, the earthenware kelim, Shri Rasam Hi Tarasam. When you break it, you destroy it, that is its Tahara. That's how you're Matar it from its Tuma. So here we're going to learn, though, that there are Shirvei Kli Cheres, there are going to be shards of the Kli Cheres that are still going to be called kelim, and they will be Makabal Tuma even though they're all broken up. Because we darshan out of the pasuk, V'chol Kli Cheres, V'chol Kli Cheres is coming to be Mar, coming to include even certain cases of Shirvei Kli Cheres, of shards of Kli Cheres. The Mishnah says as follows. Hadakin should be Kli Cheres. Very small utensils of Cheres, of Kli Cheres. The Karke Rosehen, or the Karke Isem, that is Shulayim Shalahem. Kalema Shanishpru V'nishar Mihem Shulayim. Basically, they broke these Kalim. There's some kind of, you know, depth left to them that they can still hold something. Or V'daf Nosehen, or some of the wool of the Kli is left over. Yoshvin Shalom Misumachen, that you're able to allow it to sit on its own without any kind of support, and it could just sit on its own. Shi'uran, so their shear to be Mekabel Tuma will be Mechdei Tzichas Katan. If they're able to hold enough oil that you can anoint the small finger of a Tinuk Ben Yom of a child one day old, meaning whether the Kelim themselves, when they're complete, all they can hold is this small amount of Tzichas Katan, or whether when they're broken, and you still have in their Shulayim, in the shards of the Kli, that either there's some kind of depth left over, or some kind of wall left over that can sit without being supported and it can hold this amount. And it has this base kibbutz receiving this like receptacle to hold this minute amount of oil. So then they're still going to be mekabel tuma. Ve'ad loik, meaning that this shir of kedei tzichas katan is eina ela b'shavarim, is only with regards to shards, shal kli cheres katan, of small kli cheres, shal yechzuku kishu shlomim ela ad loik, that when they were complete, they were only able to hold a maximum of a lug. So when they're broken, this shear of Sichas Katan is applicable. However, if you have a Kli Cheres, which is bigger, and it holds more than a lug when it's complete, so then the shear, when it's broken, its shards, are going to vary. Shear Shirveim Likari Kalim Him Gedolim, Shear Shirveim Likari Kalim Him Gedolim Michle Sichas Katan. So basically, if when it's complete, it can hold more than a lug, then when it's broken, its shear will vary. So the Mishnah says right away, milog vatsa'a, a full complete keli that can hold from a lug up until a sa'ah of 24 lug, up until a sa'ah, sa'ah is 24 lug. So if you have a kli that can hold anywhere from a lug up until 24 lug, or a sa'ah, same thing. So then berevius, the shear of their shevrim, or their shards, when they break, to still be mekabel tuma, will be not just this minute amount that we mentioned earlier of sichas katan, rather, it will be a revius halug, a quarter of a lug. Then, misa'av atzasayim, kelim, when they're complete, they can hold more than a sa', up until two sa'. So then, when they're broken, b'chatzi lug, their shear of their shards of shivrayim will be half a lug. Misa'ayim v'atsholosh v'chamesh sa'in, kelim, they can hold more than two sa', up until three or up until five sa'. So then, belug, the shear of their shards will be to hold a lug. Divrei Abishma, those are Abishma's opinion. So all these shirim that we're mentioning in our Mishnah, kol shirim shenishinu b'mishasinu, is according to Abishma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ani eni nosin behen mida. Says Rabbi Akiva, ani mishar shuvi akilam. I'm not going to evaluate these shards of kelim according to the measurement of their gudlam, of how big they are. You know, when they are complete, how much could they hold, and then determine when they're broken what the shear would be. No. I don't work like that. Says Rabbi Akiva. Ella l'fi ha'makomosh nasu shamakim, according to the places where the kelim were created, l'fi ha'tzura, and according to the image of the kli, that's how I'm going to be mishar. That's how I'm going to give the value. And therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, hadakin should be kli cheres, the small kli cheres, v'karka rosein, and their shards that have some kind of depth to it, v'dafno sein, and their shards of walls that can support and hold something, yoshvin shalom musumachin, they sit on their own without being held up. Shi'ur and mechdei sichas katan, the shear is kedei sichas katan, like we mentioned earlier. Ve'ad kederos hadakos. Now this shear is for the shards of kli cheres, katanim, small kli cheres, and until kederos hakatanos, like small pots. Now mechaderos hadakos, from the small pots, of adchavios ludios, until the chavios, the barrels of earthenware that were made in Lud, in the city of Lud, the shear is going to be berevius. The shear of their shards to receive tumah will be revius, a quarter of a lug. Now, miludios v'adlach mios, the barrels of cheres that are made in chavios shel cheres, the barrels of cheres that are made in base lechem, They're bigger than the barrels of Ludios, of the barrels made in Lud. So basically, from the barrels of Lud to the barrels of Beis Lechem is going to be chatzi lug. The shear of their shards have received tumas half a lug. Milach mios v'ad chatzavim gedolim, from Beis Lechem until v'ad chatzavim gedolim, this is hakadim hagedolim yoter. This is like very, very big jugs. Kadim gedolim yoter, very big jugs. Belug, the shear will be, the shear of their shards will be a full lug. We have Yochanan ben Zakkai, our third opinion. Chatzavim gedolim shi'urin b'shnei lukin. These big chatzavim, these extra big jugs, their shear is two lug. The shear of their shards to mekabel is going to be two lug. Hapachim hagalilim. Now, pachim galilim are like pitchers that are made from made in the Galil. That are made in the Galil. Shinasim b'galil. Vehechavionos. And barrels, katanos, very small barrels. Shir karkaroseyan kolshehin. So nishbu, if they broke, nishar, and you have left over, it's like their karkaroseyan, like their little pieces that have depth to it. Afilu eina machzika ala kolshu, even if it just holds a minute amount, the smallest amount that you can imagine, a kolshu, it's going to be makabal tuma, because at the end of the day, it still has a tsura of a kli, because it's holding something. The einlam defanos. If all you have is just the walls, then they're not makabel tuma. Because if all you have is just the walls, then they're not makabel tuma because they're not roy for anything. We view them as just like a board of klicheres that would not be makabel tuma. And Mishnah Gimel. Here we mention pshuti klicheres, so like boards of klicheres that are not makabel tuma. Once we're on the topic, so atahayin should be klicheres. Elohim, the following will be klicheres, earthenware kalim, she'ena makabel tuma. They're not makabel tuma because there's no toch, there's no depth to them to receive anything. Tavla, a board of klicheres, she'ena lizbeis, it has no kind of misgeret, has no kind of trim or border. Umachta prutza, this is like a machta, it's like a pan where they would stoke the coals with. Vitzida ha'echa, on one side was open in order to lachtoch derech sham, to like scoop up through there to stoke the coals and the ashes. Va'abav shel kala'in, this was this klei cheres that was manukav, was porous, where they would roast with it on top of the fire the stalks or agrozim or walnuts. Vitzilonos, and these silonos are pipes. Afal pi kifufin, even though they're bent from the sides. Afal pi shem kifufin and stadim. Afal pi mikablin. Now sheishlam, even though they have some kind of like guma, some kind of like receiving receptacle that receives the kash and the straw and the tros and the rocks, nevertheless, it's not nechshav, it's not deemed like something which is meant for kabbal, for receiving, and they're going to be tar. So this is discussing the actual kli, not the shards. Here, these kelim themselves are deemed like just pshute, like just like boards. That's the status we give them. Therefore, they're not makabel tuma. The kavbav is like a cover. Shasoy l'salapas, that was used to cover up a basket of bread, even though it has some kind of receiving receptacle to it. Since it's not meant for receiving, it's just meant for covering another kli, it's not makabel tuma. Utefi, tefi is a kind of pitcher. Sheskine la'anavim, that was made to cover up grapes. V'chavis shel shayatin, and a barrel of swimmers, that the swimmers would like float with this barrel. So even though it has a base kibul, it can hold something, nevertheless, it's not makabel tuma. Nevertheless, it's not built to be receiving anything, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. V'chavis defuna. Chavis defuna, b'shuli ha-machatz. So, machatz was this like big, gigantic jug. And this, in chavis, there was like this barrel that was defuna. It was like built into like kind of like the wall at the bottom of it, in order that a person could put his hand in order to lift up the machatz, this big jug. He would like lift it up via the chavis defuna, this like attached, like kind of barrel inside of it. It was used as a handle. So basically, you have this big jug, okay, and inside the jug, you have some kind of barrel that's built into the bottom wall or the floor, and you lift up the jug via pulling on the inside barrel. So it's really built more of as a handle than as a kli to be receiving something. So therefore, even though technically it is a barrel, but since you're using it just as a handle to lift up this big jug that it's installed into, so therefore this chavis defuna is not makabel tuma. Let's say that one more time. Chavis defuna, this barrel defuna, defuna is like from the word dofen, a wall. Mechuberes, because if it's attached like a wall. Bishuli hamachatz, it's attached on the bottom of the machatz. Machatz was a kad gadol, a big jug. Okay, in chavis azule bishulav. So this big jug had this barrel built on the bottom of it, in order so the person could stick his hand in when he wants to lift up the machatz, and he would grab onto the chavis. Since this barrel is not made for kabbalah, it's made as a handle, it's not a kalatuma. Yeah, okay. If I have meat in a bed, if I have kisi in a chair, if I have safsal in a bench, if I have shulchan in a table, that are all made of charis, of earthenware. So since they have no toch, there's no depth to it, they're not makabal tuma. If they have sfin in a boat, even though it has a base kibul, and it is meant to receive and hold things, nevertheless, it's not makabal tuma because we learn that from the pasuk where it says, derech aniyah belev yam. So just like the ocean is tar, so to the aniyah, the boat that floats in the ocean is going to be tar as well. So it's a pasuk. Derech aniyah belev yam. The yam is tar, so the boat, the aniyah that floats in the yam is going to be tar also. If you have a menorah of earthenware, meaning kan shalcheres, the base is made of earthenware, and you place on top of it the menorah. Okay, so all of these that we're mentioning in our Mishnah are ilu tohayim, they're tar, they're not mekabel tuma. And zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol she'ein lo toich b'klecheres, anything that has no depth in the klecheres, ein lo achorayim, there is no achorayim to it. So what's this? There's no tumas acharayim, the tumah of the acharayim. The Mefarshim explained that the chamim were gozer on tamei mashkim, tamei liquids, that they should be tamei all kelim. However, they were lenient in this tumah, that if the mashkim touched the back of a kli, nogu ba'achori akli, nitmu achorav, then the back is tamei, but not the inside is tamei. So the Mishnah is teaching us here that she'ein tumas acharayim, this tumah of acharayim, will not be applicable unless we're dealing with a kli that has a toch, that has a depth to it. Aval a kli she'ein lo toch, when there's no depth to the kli, so then ein lo tumas acharim will not be applicable at all. Ulochein, and therefore, nagu mashkim, if these tummy mashkim touch the back of them, then lo litmu achore a kli, and even the back will not become tummy.